So verses 8 to 14 from Psalm 145. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down.
And then reading from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11 and starting at verse 16. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. And then moving on to verse 25. At that time Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
I think it's fairly safe to say that we all lead busy lives. There are things to do, people to see, and places to go. Even those who have the gift of retirement find that it is filled with plenty to do, with many responsibilities, and you wonder what you did with the time that you had before, because it's just all filled up. We live in a fast-moving world which places various demands on our time, which are sometimes over and above what is normally expected. How many of us, if we are offered a break or some respite from the daily demands of life, would say no? Or if we were offered a helping hand to make things easier, would refuse? As I prepared to lead worship this week, I was very conscious of my level of fatigue. Following a week at Methodist Conference, it was such a privilege to be worship coordinator and to lead the music, but I needed space to recover. And often we need time and space to recover. We are longing for that break, for that holiday, for that respite from the routine. And yes, I am looking forward to my holiday too. But today, our readings offer to us a particular invitation to find respite, to find rest, They remind us of the gracious and compassionate nature of God. But more than an invitation, they are a promise. They are a certainty. David read to us some verses from Psalm 145, a psalm of David where he praises God for God's amazing love and compassion, for God's faithfulness and protection. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. Within these verses, we have a wonderful picture of a God who loves us, who wants the best for us, who supports us in our weakness and in our brokenness, who is with us when we are most vulnerable and enables us to go on. A God who keeps amazing promises. A God who promises to be with us through the good times and the bad, through times of joy and through times of sorrow, who will never leave us nor forsake us. A God who keeps us and who sustains us, carrying and supporting us through difficult, through tough, through testing times. A God who is faithful and true and who loves us so much that Jesus was sent into the world to save us, that we may know God fully and have a living relationship with God. An anonymous person wrote these profound words: God didn't promise days without pain, laughter without sorrow, sun without rain, but God did promise strength for the day, comfort for the tears, and light for the way. In difficult and testing times, we may doubt God's existence, but God never doubts us. When we feel that God is far away, that is often when God is closest to us. And through those times we grow and we learn more about the love and the faithfulness of God. The love of God who in Jesus invites us to come, that we may find rest and help, that we may persevere, that we may continue, that we may bear the load. Our gospel reading that Neil read to us contains the amazing invitation of Jesus: come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. These are the words of our loving and our gracious God. Jesus invites us to come to God, to rest from the busyness of our lives, to take time out just to be, to relax in God's presence, that we might give to God our concerns and our worries and everything that may weigh us down, that we may rest. This is truly the most amazing gift, the most awesome invitation, and the most inspiring promise of Jesus, that we may come and in him find an oasis of peace and calm, where Jesus is at the very center. The idea of rest is not a new one. The concept of Sabbath, a day of rest, stems back to Old Testament times and is indeed enshrined in the Ten Commandments. Jesus himself took time out to rest. Time and time again, we hear in the gospel accounts that Jesus withdrew to a quiet place to pray. He took time out to rest so that he could be equipped for ministry. And if Jesus did it, then we certainly should do too. Rest is important. There is nothing better than just resting in God's presence, soaking in the love and grace of God and the gifts that God has for us. But for us to truly rest, we need to remove the load that we are carrying. The invitation doesn't just stop with rest. Jesus continues, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." At some point, we need to leave the oasis of that quiet place with Jesus. But rest assured, we do not leave alone. There is a wonderful promise that Jesus goes with us, and he is there bearing the yoke with us. The illustration of a yoke is an inspiring one. It was originally the wooden collar that ran across the shoulders of a pair of oxen and enabled them jointly to pull enormous weights. It is said that one ox can pull one ton, but make the connection with a yoke and two oxen can pull 7 tons. That's over double or triple. The yoke enables a powerful partnership to be established, and Jesus invites us into that same powerful partnership where he can help us to do so much more than we ever thought or imagined. Why would anybody want to struggle alone? Sharing our yoke with Jesus means that he is with us, helping us through, which also enables us to rest. To have this assurance that Jesus is with us. To know, in the words of the psalmist, that the Lord is gracious and compassionate. God is faithful. God lifts up those who are bowed down by the burdens that they carry. Today, wherever we may be, whether we are here or watching online, do we need to come to Jesus and lay our burdens our worries and our concerns down, that we may find rest and peace in a gracious and a compassionate God. Do we need to be reminded of the powerful partnership that is possible with Christ when we share our lives with Jesus? When we say, Jesus, can you carry this for me? Because it is too much for me to bear. Do we need to enter into that powerful partnership that we may be equipped and enabled to face what is before us? The trials and the tribulations, the stresses and the strains. Jesus invites us to trust in him. The Message translation paraphrases Jesus' call like this. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you will recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Today, how will we respond to Jesus' invitation? Jesus' invitation to come to rest, to enter into that powerful partnership where we know the fullness of God's love, God's grace, God's comfort, and God's peace that is with us today and every day. Amen.